My name is Marie. To tell you about AS.
Volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
Who's this?
Meridian response.
I ate the fucking rye.
What up, juggalos? What up, juggalos?
Oh boy, you woke up dumbs up.
That was stupid. I'm sorry. My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesome.
What's going on here?
Acting going up on in here.
Never surrender.
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go!
Let me preface this.
I know it. I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What? Ultra humongous penis.
Wow.
4 feet of its head.
Wow.
Oops.
And local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to
the bathroom in their driveway.
Humiliating.
Poop problem.
Shut up, all the parents.
He had consumed some alcohol.
Let's swing.
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Will she call him a midget?
Get here today following some questionable remarks.
Yeah. Dave, break it down.
I was funny.
Siegel often draws his audience at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude.
And once again, a game.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right about here. Right up here.
Siegel crossed the star laughing at the collar with a colostomy bag.
Funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Awesome.
I'm not incompetent.
You're
incompetent.
You
let him down.
Don't tell me. Calm down.
Damn.
Right,
this is
crap.
A party.
Where can I get some marijuana?
Excuse me?
With my book.
I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial.
Oh, my God. That weird little chewy guy.
Did you vote for me?
No. Doesn't matter. I still won.
What? Is this Eva? Oh, okay, Eva. How you pronounce the word? Goodbye to Texas University. Goodbye to Earth. Hi, Lord. Good luck to them dear old Texas Aggies. They is the boys who know how to fight. The eyes of you, yes, Lord. That is the song they sang so well. It sounds like hell.
Oh,
goodbye to Texas. Now for the Aggies, look here, chicka wigga boom, chicka digga doo, doo doo doo, hee da, hugga da. What in the world did that mean?
Six, two, Elliot, 866-555.
1-800-795-4668. Hello, Bob. Good day.
Good.
Good. Have a good weekend.
Winding down ballet. Recital time. And
did you have a recital?
Was
it miserable?
No.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
No. And then watched a little bit of Billboard.
The World Championship. Oh, I'm sorry. Say again.
The Billboard Awards.
Oh, you know, yesterday?
No.
The, why is everybody looking? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Canada blew out Russia. You flipped right over and you watched the Ducks play the Blackhawks. Busy day. Busy day of the hockey. Yesterday?
The hockey?
You had three if you watched the U.S. game early.
I didn't watch any.
Oh, I'll three solid games. Say again?
You're red.
I was out in the sun a little bit. Thank you. Mm. Thank you. No. I don't know. Had lacrosse on Saturday. It was nice out.
Saturday?
Earlier in the day.
Yeah, no, early in the day. Yeah, no, late in the day. That was misery.
Yeah.
That was bad. Man, watching those people start fleeing during the I was afraid one of those. And I'll later on. I didn't know that they, torrential downpour.
I was surprised too.
Is that the only thing that stops them?
I actually knew that. My wife asked me if they were going to run. I said they'd run as long as
it makes sense. Makes sense. They're outdoor and they, although I feel like as much care as they ain't very often.
What did
often.
They say all the, because the jockeys were so soaked at out of ink?
Well, they barely,
so I think
that
they
one
were
dude's white pants were
20 maybe.
No, but I was afraid of in all the mud. I was going to eat it. While they were, you know, the dude who, I don't know the jockey's name, but the American Pharoah, that guy was just covered in mud. They'll run in behind all of them, although you accept that you don't win.
Yeah.
But to get off and be all muddy, oh my God, that would be awesome. That
is the exact reason Espinosa changed his entire strategy.
He's
hidden behind them.
So I gotta get out into
fun at all. Not fun at all.
Well, because
ruins your chances of winning.
Yes, because ass out there. Just to get covered in mud like that while running around? It seems like it'd be great. It's beautifully, nicely done paddocks to go take a shower afterwards. Sorry, I thought I heard you say you watched some of the Billboard Awards.
Yep.
Did you? I only saw a little bit. I didn't see that much.
I still get chills of it.
You know, I grew doing the Juliana Rancic, and then I don't know who the guy was. Terrence somebody?
Any of the red carpet.
I was popping the Ducks game, and then that was on, so I popped it on for a second. The dude was interviewing not Flula. I don't know who there was.
Flula?
Yeah, there was Juliana Rancic was like the main. I guess Seacrest doesn't do the Billboard Music Awards. And then there were two dudes. There was one guy named Flula who had a on and some weird looking jacket. And then there was some guy named Terrence, black dude, who was doing the other part of, like, what Seacrest would be doing.
Okay.
He was doing stuff. But he interviewed Lee Roth. Man.
Was he being, like the ringmaster of a circle up there?
Well, no, he did talk
when
about.
When he walks off,
well, he was
out,
doing
smiling.
That. He
want you to see the Under Armour logo.
I did see that. But Tam O'Shanter.
Those are the things you need to wear if you're going to get Nicki Minaj to help ease your seat back.
Yeah. There's the chili.
But talking about the only rock mount is Van Halen's. Other than that, it's all.
Oh, really? Then why don't you sing it?
It's all. Diane,
please. Sit still.
It's all. Well, he's aging, but it's all. All he cares about is dance and hip hop. That's all he cares about.
Oh, no
and
kidding.
He talked about some of the playlists. And even Panama are 128 beats per minute because his influence is in dance, tech, and hip-hop. And that's all he listens to.
I think Van Halen predates techno.
That's all he listens to when he even cares about is Van Halen's.
Cares about his cashing that check.
And then the Terrence guy asked him, legend, and then he said, oh, I'm no legend. Why don't you tell me the equation that defines a legend? And then, you know who he is? He is Dan Roy, the wild and crazy guy.
The hat will add to that.
But I didn't see the performance. Okay.
It was better than the
rest. Yeah. What? There's a
silver lining.
That's a smiley. Lost
saying, way. No. Wolfie and Eddie sang a lot of it.
Oh, did they
their
really?
Their harmony was good.
There was focus on lead singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it was that bad?
No, it was much better than the record.
Okay.
They've come out and admitted the record's terrible. So they
David,
know that.
David did not admit on the red carpet.
They've said that they left the imperfections.
They left a lot of the imperfections.
God, that's the understatement.
So they worked around some of the problems last night.
Dick!
No.
This was pretty, I mean, he danced around and stuff.
Got a lot of this.
The,
But a lot of focus on Sauce and on Helet lifting and the Eddie's guitar set. So it wasn't what you got on the record.
So it was good.
And you're also, it was weird. Bad Blood video premiere. It's a live award show. You open with a music video.
Right.
And then Miller introduced Van Halen. It was strange.
But it makes it sound like they delivered last night. Like they did a good job.
Who?
Van Halen.
No.
When did you say that? You're putting all
one
this
of the
glossy,
worst of the
glossy,
worst ever.
Okay, but you're putting all this glossy paint on it like they did a really nice job.
If the record's an F, last night was like a D. It's still
okay,
better.
But not going much. Every time I think of it, I get jibbers. Sorry.
So when they come back through, that's not going to do it for you.
I still think it would be fun to get a big group of people and go see them.
No, it was that. I did that the last time they were through. And for Bert and Ellie walking through the crowd.
If I'm going to do that, I'm going to go see Janet.
Although Jackson. Oh, but I've seen her before.
Yeah.
Probably 1985.
Rhythm Nation?
I think it was. Yeah, she played Southern Star Amphitheater in Houston. It was pretty good.
Yeah,
she did a really, really nice job.
As long as she does, I mean, doesn't let you do. I mean, I would go see her in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'm telling you, she was good in 1985. She's real 85.
She's had success beyond that.
She's very successful. Yeah. I just haven't seen her. Why ruin a good thing? Why ruin what I've already seen? And that's what you'll think when you leave the Van Halen. This was not good. Very cool to me about seeing Eddie and Wolfie playing together.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's awesome. I did play last night. Yeah.
Yeah. Their harmony was great.
I just think it would be awesome to be up there with your kid playing music.
Yes, but there will be attention paid to the lyrics.
Who is this?
Reference. This is Van Halen.
Oh, yeah.
This is the lyric I mentioned.
I'm going to reach down between my legs. And I'm going to get Nicki Minaj to help me ease my seat back.
Oh, that's... she was there. She was there. So that works nice. He could have said Meghan Trainor. He could have said Britney Spears.
Iggy.
Could have said Iggy. Could have said her look put to me last night. Just feel like I would get along with her pretty well. So I'd on a date. I'd ask her out on a date in a second.
Jeez, you did watch the red carpet.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I had it on for like a half hour.
The red carpet.
I was so excited. I was like, sweet, I'll be able to keep up with everybody tomorrow. And
well, they don't four like they do for the Oscars. Or
no, they started right after. They showed Corey Perry and Ryan Getzlaff high-fiving each other. So then I watched that for a couple of minutes. Yeah, and that was the highlight. You know who I didn't see, though?
Terrible.
I thought you were going to ask about Mariah.
Oh, no, I saw her boobs.
Up and down, I thought, as far as...
Didn't see her perform. I saw more of the red carpet than I did at the show.
Her singing.
But I saw her very busty.
She wasn't like at the...
No.
Well, she was much better than that.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that last night.
You know, she hasn't performed...
Van Halen, not as bad as the live album. Mariah, better than the Christmas
episode. She performed at the Billboard Music in years. So when she arrived on the carpet... They made a big deal about this is the Grand Diva's first 14 years at the Billboard Music Awards, and her boobs were out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that
was
nice,
was it
though.
Like a dress?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no clue. You know, I can't take Taylor Swift's outfits. Dress it up for once.
White pants? That's fabulous.
Nah, she's not attractive. The problem.
Oh.
No, she, I mean, listen, good for her. She's very talented. I have no stamp. What? She does.
Good for her. Let me pat her on the head.
She doesn't need a pat from me. No, she's very successful. Just physically.
Physically,
she's not
she's
a home run.
Coming into her style. I like the outfit.
No, Britney looked gorgeous last night. She was another one. She got out of her car. Hello, Tiggies. But the boobs were in last night. No, but I don't find her. I don't. I'm over the whole.
Haters gonna hate.
Yeah, but you know what? You just shake that right off. She doesn't care about me at all. And then am I the only one who watched the finale?
You have the show, period.
I don't have to watch the show. I have to watch the finale because that way when I run into people during the course of the week, they'll be like, damn, gee. And no, let's not spoil it. And then I don't want to tell anybody. A pretty good ending, though. Pretty good end.
Because that'll make some people mad.
No. I respect them because, like me, I'm invested in the entire show,
mm-hmm.
And so I would feel pretty good about things. Was it disappointing?
No.
You didn't
catch any of that.
No, I mean the answer is going to be no.
I heard people Fonda Lily Tomlin's show on Netflix is supposed to be hilarious.
Show is.
That's why they did the interview with her where she talked about the Mile High Club.
Oh, she banged Ted Turner. Yeah.
No, it's a net.
I'm not familiar.
With the two of them that is supposed to be absolutely.
Who is it?
From Lily Tomlin.
I like Lily Tomlin.
Yeah.
Although I haven't seen her do anything probably since Janet Jackson toured in 1985. Awesome. With stuff that we got to get through today. Frank, we'll come back, lay everything.
Elliot in the morning. Get ready. Because this summer, our concert calendar run is over. Summer concerts from Concert Central. Keep listening to win. To Richmond.com for more.
Traffic Center.
We'll start the back on vehicle 95 southbound between Carmel Church and King's Dominion. It's over on the right shoulder. No problem. 64 and 295. Size Jeep and M288 in the dead shape.
This report is brought to you by Rich.
The all-new Nissan of Richmond has seen change, but one thing hasn't changed. We're still the large Richmond. And to celebrate, we're offering you the best deals on our 2015 Altima for just $17,995. Visit Nissan of Richmond, short pump, 2014, see dealer for complete.
All got excuses not to exercise. Here's an excuse to get started. This Tuesday is Dollar Tuesday at any American Family Fitness. It's our best offer, and your best will change in the way you look, feel, your life. Stop by any location and see. You'll be amazed at us, and most of all, our commitment to your success. It all starts here. Dollar Tuesday at American Family Fitness. SimFit.com/Dollar Tuesday.
Vita Breakfast Bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the deep dog chase, it's 10. Seen that video? It's really funny.
Breakfast Bites, when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to raise the energy. Share your morning win.
Morning win.
Want to be sure you're paying the right price for your next new car? Introducing Kelley Blue Book's Price Advisor. The power to what you should pay. Purchase price. Price that's based on what others in car. With decades of trusted pricing expertise behind it, it's the only site that gives you the confidence to make a decision. So visit the trusted KBB.com.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
And we love playing music.
Which means spend time here on our tour bus.
So it's important to always bring along something from home.
That's right. Like a few bottles of new.
Is that your Dushan, Tyler?
BK? Dream Shine?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
And those clear glass bottles.
Oh, it's okay, BK. I'm just the Dushan made with real sugar. Besides, those three bottles under my seat were just part of my stash anyways.
They were?
I got six more bottles of Dushan in my guitar kit. Hey, I still got five bottles in my jacket.
They don't.
The 10 bottles stuffed in the back of my amplifier?
Drink. Hey, if you're hiding Dushan, you gotta do a better job of it.
Like your high job?
That's where I got this bottle.
Where was? Man, never looked in the fridge.
Do the do with the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally for the first time.
Addition to the Dew lineup, Dew Citrus Flavor Dew and Dew, inspired by the backwoods Mountain Dew. Pick up Mountain Dew Dewshine at Dollar General today. Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally for the first time.
Mondays can seem like the zombie apocalypse until you remember it's Mo Monday. Every Monday at Mo's is filled with life as everybody catches up with friends while enjoying a burrito made with 20 plus fresh. See you there.
The competition's too busy filling up to keep up to Ram. More people Ram because Ram trucks with fuel economy. 29 MPG highway. Experience the Ram drive and help. Visit RichmondRamTrucks.net.
Hey, welcome to Nissan.
What's all the excitement about?
It's Nissan's ride of your life.
What's with that guy?
He's surprised that Altima has up to 200.
Oh. And him?
He just found out that Altima gets up to 38 MPG highway.
That lady?
Oh, she's surprised at how easy it is to take home the ride of her life.
I'd like a test drive right now.
Yep.
Get to Nissan for the ride of life. Our most exciting lineup ever. Choose the 2015 Altima. Lease for just one. Or get 0% APR 2 months. Shop your local Nissan store. Use the... Offers end June 1st. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
For a well-qualified customer, lease $26.99 initial payment from payment for just $13.89 per month per thousand finance for 72 months. Excludes taxes, title, and life through NMAC from new dealer stock. 20 economy estimate for Altima 2.5S. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer
details. Guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Call us today and see why it's the insurance doctor.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XLU.
Got back, look, you know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got back.
Hey, I can't take it back. Look
where I'm at. We was OG like DOC, remember that. My DOC was next. Now people of Iraq, I don't hate you, but I hate great you. These beats of a drop cart use bass lines to replace you. Take time and erase you. Love don't hear no more. No, no, I don't fear no more. Working quite sincere no more.
Oh, it's so sad to think about the good.
All right, we got a lot of stuff going on today, a lot of stuff going on this week. I'm very excited. Everybody who wins tickets this week, I'll give you those a little bit later on, by the way. But everybody who wins tickets to go see Rush, it's their R40 Live Tour. Not only do you get tickets to the show, you get to go backstage and meet the band. I'm going to have to try to weasel my way into that. I've never met any of those guys. I need to meet Kurt in the worst way. Michael guy. Dude, I want to meet all of them. Oh, I think they have. So anyway, all this week, I will give tickets to go see. Keep in mind when you win those, everybody who wins, you and your guest, you go backstage and you get to meet the band. So we'll do that all week long. I will give you tickets all week. Dave Matthews. That show's going to be Saturday night. So all the tickets for that. Tickets. Sadly, that's done. Wizards bowed out on Friday. Little buzzer shot by... damn it, didn't get out of my hand in time. So that'll end the hits on no more of those. I mentioned it last week, and I'll get a better sense today or tomorrow, but we may have a good Elliot in the Morning promo before the end of the week. But I'll investigate that a little bit more after we get off the air, so hopefully I'll have some more info on that. I mentioned it earlier. I do want to get into the there's a lot of stuff that happened. And then a bunch of other good stuff. It's going to be very, very busy today. So, Diane. Let's get going with some news, please.
Amtrak service returning this morning between New York and Philly on the Northeast Time since last Tuesday's accident where 8 people were killed and more than 200. And a train came off of its tracks in Philly. Investigators still trying to find out why the train sped up to 106 miles per hour as it entered that curve. The FBI beginning the investigation into the crash after reports that an object may have been thrown at the train's window.
Talked about that on Friday. Tammy had told me that there was a SEPTA train held. And then Friday evening, they really started talking about that.
The NTSB's lead investigator, Robert Sumwalt, was on ABC's This Week with George.
We listened to the dispatch. Heard no communications at all from the ambulance to the dispatch center.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all that he reported to the dispatch.
Obviously, that's the focus. Did talk to.
Can I say this though? Like he acts very surprised as I think about not report something being the train being struck by something.
Yeah,
I was remember what it was on. Trains get hit with crap all the time. They said there is no every train gets hit by some jackass who's standing like next to the tracks, and they were showing like areas where like the
it's not unusual for somebody to sing things.
Pelted with things. Talking to some conductors, they were talking to some other guy who just works for I want to say who is like every who engineers or is a conductor on a train. They people throw rocks. They were showing like pieces of concrete that people will pick up, not big like cinder block.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but he said people will. They said almost akin to like hide in a neighborhood and throw a rock at a car that went by. They said people feel like it's a train going by. A car could slam on its brakes,
right,
and the driver could get out and chase you through a neighborhood. Not stopping a train.
Yeah.
So they were talking about how like these conductors driving their normal route. Nothing for a piece of concrete to come flying over a fence. And they were showing that, well, in some cases, there is no fencing. In other cases, there's fencing, but it's really, really low. Well, trains like, or even if it's kind of like an express Ella, for example, they don't stop that like a Northeast Corridor train would. So you'll have people that are like kind of just standing out and are kind of just stay out of nowhere, but they're not busy, heavily traveled stations. Now, they might be for like a Northeast Accela train through there. Some guy will just toss like a piece of concrete in the air, take out or hit the windshield. It's every train gets pelted. And by the way,
yeah,
it's everywhere.
The NTSB investigator Robert to say I've been talking about the glass break. It's to me like something about the softest fruit. It didn't even penetrate the entire windshield.
Right.
So
but they did. They put up a piece. I saw it on Saturday of the front windshield of the SEPTA train that had been hit around the same time. There was another Accela train that had been hit right around the same time, and then this Northeast Regional train, the Amtrak train, that crashed. Put up the windshield of all three of them.
Yeah.
Big, round shot. Now, they're saying they don't know whether or not see whether it was. Like I said, there's all this, like, oh, my God. I would bet none of it. I mean, unless...
Just because it's kind of routine.
Happens every day.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the people from Amtrak made it sound like that happens. Hold on, let me grab line one.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
Just real quick, I've actually had people to, like, washer machine, broken one, stand up on a bridge, hit the windshields of the trains as we were going through.
That's the other thing. They didn't
God.
Talk about... They talked about, like, being on overpass, like, if
yes.
the train goes, like, not into a tunnel, but an overpass. It's tough to see, like, where on the windshield. It's almost like a
yeah.
game to see if they can nail the middle of the windshield versus the surrounding area of the windshield.
Yep. I mean, it's not uncommon to call it in. They're right. You don't call it in, but it happens. I mean, you were constantly on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, kids throw stones at you all the way to appliances being thrown at you.
I can't believe there are people hanging washing of overpass to hit you guys. How long were you a train conductor for?
For about 4 years.
4 years. How times that your train got struck by debris by some, not like something gets, like somebody thrown?
God, yeah. Look, I couldn't even count the amount of times. I ran through D.C., like through Anacostia, through Southeast for the month. But up around Baltimore, and it's not great down there either. I mean, we do stuff down there all the time. But going up through Baltimore and especially up through Philly, Baltimore also, it's constant. I don't let those guys get assaulted with stuff.
Right.
It's not uncommon at all. And the other thing is, Baltimore, I know at one point in time, Baltimore knew that if they could get a train to go into emergency, the conductor would have to walk the train. And they had a good idea of product for being stored in the train. So they would,
Jesus Christ.
And by the time the conductor would get back there, they would have already had the car open and they're off with, you know, 56-inch big screen track.
I will say, all the delinquents that I was friends with growing up, I don't think I ever had a friend that was like, hey, let's go over by the train tracks and start throwing crap at trains.
It's like a snowball. God, you can...
You're taking out a train.
Kill people.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. But I was what I'm saying. These guys get pelted every single day.
Wow.
That surprised me.
Yeah, Those guys, when you're going through the city, obviously, rural areas, it's not bad at all. I mean, you'll still get... You know, a kid or two rock, but it's not nearly as bad as the city that broke.
Unreal.
So,
all right.
Take care. Have a good one, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. All right. Go ahead, Mama.
U.S. Gray aircraft caught fire after what was described landing at Bellows Air Force Base, Oahu, Hawaii. One Marine was killed. 21 others were injured, some of them critically. The Osprey, which can take off like a copter but fly like an airplane, training mission, the cause. And meanwhile, the bodies of six of two Nepalese soldiers who were on board a helicopter that crashed last
week. We were talking about last week.
During the relief mission.
Good.
In Nepal, they have identified them as well. The wreckage found Friday. Some of the rest on had gone missing while delivering rice and other supplies in the area that hit by last Tuesday's follow-up earthquake. The cause hasn't been determined. The two young women who were shot on their bus in continuing to recover, they said one of the two girls was actually released on Friday. This one in the cheek.
Yes.
She was out of the home. The second girl was still recovering after she was shot in the...
That 16-year-old kid.
Yeah. Fired, two missed, and one hit the bus as they continue their search. After coming, Under Armour apologized for the T-shirt design that was based on the flag raising at Iwo Jima and has pulled it from sale. Did you see
I saw that.
A Ballers T-shirt raising the hoop, similar to those depicted in the very famous from 1945. They said Under Armour has the utmost respect for women on active duty and the veterans who have served. We deeply regret and apologize that the T-shirt was not reflective of our values. A 16-year-old girl gorged at Yellowstone National Park while she was posing for a picture near the... Girl's injuries were serious but not life-threatening. An exchange...
Was it worse than that one matador that I saw last...
Any pictures. They had to airlift her to the hospital. She is an exchange student from Taiwan who was visiting the park with her...
family. Just like stand there taking a picture and out of nowhere a bison charged her?
No. She said she took a picture with the bison kind of in the background, and I guess they said they were anywhere between 3 and 8. When she turned her, the bison took a couple of steps at her.
Hey, was it Yeltsin last week where there were the people that were like just walking, like old visiting, and
The bears?
The bears were just started chasing them down the street. Dude, I am never going to Yellowstone.
Does advise visitors 25 yards away from any bison that are in the park.
Yeah, but they're world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
I bet a bison can outrun you.
I don't doubt it. Kind of an assumed risk, though. Maybe you shouldn't get between 3 and Facebook photo.
Not going to Yellowstone.
Your new Oreo flavor coming out is s'mores. They will go on sale nationwide on Friday. The lemon back as well. They're like normal ones, so it's not like the vanilla lemon inside. These are your chocolate cookies with the lemon flavored cream. In the middle. Those have been back on sale for a little while.
No interest.
Teacher in West...
Hey, it's Memorial Day this...
Yeah, Monday.
Oh, hell yes!
A high school teacher in West Virginia students 50 Shades of Grey would work in the classroom. Somehow he had never heard of the movie.
In his defense, no idea, heard nothing about it, and didn't know, we don't want pizza. Bring on 50 Shades of Grey. Let's watch that.
Principal said it was an extreme lack of judgment from an otherwise very capable...
mm-hmm. The unrated version out now?
Yes.
Yeah.
The 11th Bachelorette starts tonight with Brit competing to see which will go on to find love this season.
Just a moment. Mm-hmm. Tonight, I'm trying, I don't remember.
They do, yeah.
So, start as the Bachelorettes.
Correct. And then the men decide who they want to go for the season.
Oh, that's like a little
twist.
Switch.
Yeah.
So one gets the rose.
That season is Caitlin.
I can't remember her.
I thought you...
Brit was the one that was crazy.
Yes, she's the only
crazy
one.
Crazy
Brit's annoying.
Yes.
During the Billboard Music Awards. I'm still gonna watch. But I'm pulling.
Right, so we're watching. Hold on, let me make a note because I want to watch that tonight. That'll be good. Plus, it's gonna rain. Yeah, that's good. Tuck yourself in.
Pit number one at the movie 70 during its premiere weekend. Number two, Mad Max 44. And a $500,000 new this week. You get Tomorrowland with George Clooney and Poltergeist.
Yeah. Well, the commercials were great. Names last night. Poltergeist.
Sports now. Fulker Garo Yepremian died on Friday night at the age of 70. Passing
hands down, one of the ugliest men in the NFL of all time.
Well, passing.
Also, one of the biggest Super Bowl blunders of all time.
Yes. He was diagnosed a year ago with a brain tumor. He helped the Dolphins win consensus.
Say whatever you want.
Blooper against the Redskins. Prince Finals got underway in Lightning in their game one. Game two tonight in New York. Ducks over the Blackhawks. We lead that series 1-0. 1-0. World Championships, like you mentioned yesterday. Team Canada blew out Team Russia 6-1.
God, did they just them.
To win that gold medal in the bronze medal. Bronze medal shut out the Czech Republic.
That was a pretty good game.
3-0. Bryce Harper homered again yesterday. Also hit a triple. As he's 10-5 to take 3 out. They got a day off of where they'll take on the Yankees. They have placed Doug Fister on the disabled list due to tightness in his forearm. An MRI revealing a flexor strain in his right elbow. He is in the final year of earning 11.4. Also, after getting swept by the big Marlins, firing their manager, Mike Rex, fired Rob Leary, their bench coach. Marlins announcing his replacement. Like we said, on Friday night when they fell to Atlanta, a video review showed that a three-pointer Paul Pierce shot at the buzzer did not leave under the clock at 0. Therefore, it left the game. Rockets beating the Clippers in their Game 7. Houston now advances to the finals against Golden State. Denny Hamlin won his first All-Star race in Boston on Saturday night.
Good for Denny.
Kevin Harvick during the final parts of the win. Kurt Busch, Jeff Gordon, Matt Kenseth. Top five. Now we look forward to Charlotte.
I was reading something yesterday. They think Kurt Busch is the guy to beat in Charlotte for the Coca-Cola 600.
Yeah.
They're expecting him to run away. Who won the fan vote to get in?
Danica.
Oh, did she really? Really?
Yeah. Watch the race?
No, I didn't. Was it good?
Well, Keselowski is the one who blew the $1 million.
Really?
He sped on pit road.
Did he really?
At the end of the line.
Idiot. Idiot.
He had it. It was his race to lose, and he obviously blew it in the pits.
I don't mind the All-Star race.
I liked the Xfinity race yesterday because none of the Cup guys were in it.
Oh, so it was all... Oh, well, where did they run it?
Iowa.
Oh, okay. All right. You would have been at the Sprint Cup.
Spoosher getting his win, so...
Oh,
I enjoyed that. I mean, there were a lot of, like, made, but it was made for, like, your home track.
American Pharoah now heading to New York, looking to be the first horse to win the Triple Crown.
I want to see it happen.
Affirmed in 1998. So, the 14th horse to have a shot at winning the Triple Crown since then.
Jockeys do it. That is terrifying. Get up on those horses and run.
And is your boy...
I didn't see what he... I know he beat to win the Italian Open. Did he hurt himself spraying the champagne?
Yeah.
Did he really?
The poor kid hit him in the face. His forehead, though. So, but they're saying, thank God I missed it.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, the only reason... Yeah. I saw some headline that was nuts spraying champagne after the win, but I didn't see him get injured doing that.
There's a gif, yeah.
The...
Who, I mean,
who
looks
before.
Over when they're
Djokovic? Yeah. Maybe they Jesus. Do it differently.
No, you
there.
Do it like right. this. You stretch out your arms. You
hold it and you point it outward. So
you can. Or usually I have it on the table and then twist it off.
No, you hold it against you. You push it out. And that, because if you hold their A, it's going to hit you in the face. Joke. You're going to break a
leg. Well, he put his head right over the top.
Moron. So and he's won enough. No, you take it. And then you pop that top and it shoots outward. And it goes like a bouquet.
He's okay. Thankfully it hit his. That's a look at news and sports.
XL 102.
Fly Allegiant from the Tampa Sea to St. Petersburg. Offer as low as $75 one way. That's right. Flights are just $75 one way from Richmond International Airport to Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida. Fly nonstop to sunny amusement parks, world-class golf, and warm beaches. For as little as $75 left sunny Florida beach or fishing in the ocean for Florida flights, hotels, rental cars, and attractions to get next trip now to take advantage of great vacation deals. An exciting vacation to St. Pete, Florida has never been more affordable. Go to Allegiant.com. Vacation deals from Richmond to Tampa, St. Pete. Book today only at Allegiant. 715 for travel by 11-2 by debit card. Purchase by credit card subject to surcharge not to exceed $8 each way per passenger. See Allegiant.
It's in the morning. XL 102.
Elliot 8235 5468. First time winners, I will give you a copy. Mumford & Sons has a new record out, Wilder Bat. It's out and available in stores now from our friends at Glass Note Records. You call me right now, I'll make sure you get set up with a copy. 6 to Elliot 866 235 5468.
In the morning.
Watch for a stalled vehicle heading out 64 eastbound near Mechanicsville over right shoulder. No problems, 95 or 295. Chippenham 288, Brestway in good shape. One crash reported up in Churchill, Broad at 33rd.
And right now I'm feeling a little clingy.
Miles,
I've been following you like a lovesick puppy. Driving next, I have 3 car lengths behind you. But what the... They can't keep us apart. Because every time you look back at me...
I'm getting closer.
I'm in your head. And while your eyes are on me, they're not on the car stopped in front of you. Wait for me, lover. And if you change, they might not always be behind you.
So get Allstate, where agents help protect you like me.
Allstate agents are always looking for ways to help you save money. Save when you go paperless. Call one of 43 Richmond area Allstate agents today and a smart discount. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected. Savings vary.
See what the of an Allstate agent can do for you. You hands.
Navy Federal member Jeremy Davis can diagnose a chopper's congestion and take from 5 clicks out.
But there's the problem.
But when it comes to the intricacies of auto loan terms and conditions,
I can fix that.
That's Jeremy's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. Our incredible auto loans cover including tax, title, and tags. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more. Navy Federal Credit Union. Open to the armed force of the horses. The DO insured by NCUA.
Richmond WE is about to take over. Get ready. WE, Monday Revised Live, worldwide from Richmond Coliseum. Tonight at CERT, when seats are still a see, one-of-a-kind night of unbridled action. CUS champion.
A tasted victory. I have been, but I will not quit.
He'll join forces with Roman Reigns and Rutte.
Apex Predator.
For a tag team WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins, the world's largest addict, and Rusev. Plus, you'll see the Celtic Warriors. Warrior Sheamus.
I'm going to annihilate anyone who dares to step in the ring.
Tonight at 7:30 at Richmond Coliseum. It's the best value in entertainment. Tickets start at just $15. Wait, great seats are still available at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Right now, Pete is in his zone. Pitch perfect sitting in heavy traffic, hitting notes, hitting rock. Because Pete went to AutoZone where they checked erupting his performance. Now Pete's headlining every morning commute and nailing those sweat-dripping solos.
Yeah!
He's you watching, and he doesn't care. That's Pete's zone. Let AutoZone find yours.
AutoZone.
And at Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, located off I-64-60 in Short Pump on Saturdays. See and monthly specials on HendrickRichmond.com. And don't miss 15% off select Chevrolets during the month of May.
Did you know this food was filled with 35? Uh-huh. 35. There's 35 extra things in your burrito. Why not make it 35 pieces of gold? Then every bite could taste like winning the lottery instead of losing at cooking. At Chipotle, we feel like grilled steak, hand-made, and freshly prepared salsa. That's because stuff and make it right. You don't five ways of doing it wrong. Chipotle, made from better.
Back to Elliot in the Morning.
You call it insane, but you've only lost the night. It all your view. May they comfort you tonight, and I'm climbing over something running through these. I don't even know if I believe. I don't even know if I don't even believe everything you're trying to say to me.
Hey, who's that?
Dylan.
Hey, Dylan, how are you? How are you, sir? What was the, how was your weekend?
It was all right.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. Well, listen, dude, there's a brand new record out. I'm going to give you a combine.
Cool.
So if you hold tight 1 second, Miss Haley will get some info. You enjoy the music, all right?
All right, thank you.
You got it, dude. Hold on 1 second. Let me go to line 5. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hi, is it Hank?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Cora.
Hi, Cora. Why do you sound all bummed out?
Oh, I'm just still working.
That sucks. What do you do for a living?
I drive a camera car for a repossession company.
You drive a what car?
A camera car.
Oh, so the truck goes and picks over the happenings just to make sure everything's kosher.
Yeah, I go basically scout them and report to him, and then he comes and picks them up.
Part of me almost feels like that's a cool...
It's actually pretty interesting. Never a dull moment.
I was going to say, I bet it's not... I bet you're not want for excitement, any of that.
Not at all.
Yeah. Hey, Corin, let me ask you something. I got over the weekend, and only really because it reminded me of two instances. And the initial say there's a guy who was Washington State, right? And he got signed by the Redskins. Not he didn't. He was invited to come to rookie camp, the Redskins weekend. So he got Skins to come to rookie camp and participate and maybe have a shot at the roster. Not likely, but you never know, maybe a practice squad guy. But in any case, he was invited by the NFL by an NFL team to come in, participate in rookie camp, even though he wasn't drafted. But still, you get a nice look. And, you know, he worked it out with the team that he was going to come in and he was going to practice. The guy's name is Connor Halliday, his name. The undrafted rookie free agent out of Washington State suddenly left team facilities the night before Washington camp, without giving any explanation for his actions. And then they go on, and before he played a snap in the NFL, he had retired. Coach Jay Gruden was very terse in his statement, decision. Gruden went on to say, I can't speak for the decision that he made. He just chose to jump on a plane and head to the house. But you know what two instances where somebody, in two instances where somebody got a job and then didn't first day, one quit. The other one, quit, the day before.
Yeah.
And then the other, although I feel like that a decent amount of time.
Are you referencing that?
No, my friend Brian, when he was running a radio station in Atlanta, somebody who I think was either going to do whatever it was, and they were moving from across the country, so they had worked out what his moving, not stipend, but whatever, $1,000, get yourself a U-Haul or whatever it is, and schlep your crap across, because they really know how to treat disc jockeys. They had worked all of that out, and the guy, that all sounds great, that's awesome, I'm going to move all my stuff, I'll be there, I'll be on Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll get in over the weekend, and then I'll come to the radio station, it'll be good. And this guy had flown into it, for the interview and to go through everything and all that. The day before, so I think he was supposed to start on, it was either a Tuesday or Wednesday. That either Monday or Tuesday, he called Brian, was like,
really?
Can't take the job. Moved all of his stuff to Atlanta.
Already there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he moved all of his stuff. Oh, and was like, nah, you're like, good for me. this isn't, went after him to try to get the money back for the, first they ever did.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the end of it was. Imagine doing that.
Feel like we've heard.
Okay, but this, I don't count the sales pit. That doesn't matter. That doesn't count to me.
It's something with a lot of lead up, like your example.
Right.
That I can't imagine.
Yeah, you've accepted the job. You've gone back and forth. Okay, Diane, that was completely different. Oh, that's another one. Yeah,
that's who I thought you were going to reference.
No. That's another one, though. To go to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That was another one that was supposed to up and move across the country. But I don't do that. Oh, by the way, I take it back.
So wait a minute. Had he signed a contract?
No, he was going. Agreed to everything.
I was
going
to say, to bail on a signed contract, then you're going to have big trouble.
No. Yeah, I guess contract, you're screwed.
Yeah.
I guess you're screwed. Oh, but who went and worked for a day, and quit. I do know somebody that did that.
Well, that, I think, obviously, much more.
To quit. Well, I quit after a day, but I don't count Burger King as caring.
First day is rough because you don't know where anything is, and you don't know anybody, but muddle through.
Greg packed up all his jersey to Sarasota, spent one day, packed it all back up, and left.
This is the gig.
To work at a radio station in Sarasota.
Sam.
Radio people. Those are the only people that I ever associate with.
The person that we know, though, that wasn't
they accepted the job and then just didn't. But my guess was, but what are you supposed to do? Let's say, for example, we're all out of work tomorrow. Just for fun, right? But work. Anybody. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you work in radio or work. And you're trying to job, right?
Yeah.
And so you would get so I'm Samaze, I'm interviewing, I lead here, this feels good. And then let's say on office me a job.
Right.
And they're like, hey, we really like your stuff. We think the company, we're going to do requirements. We need you to start on Monday and we'll take care of all the paperwork, and then you'll be here on Friday, and then we'll start in earnest on Monday, right?
Yeah.
So that's the first Monday. What happens on Wednesday if Company B calls, and they're like, "Hey, Siegel, really, really tough. Sorry, this took longer than we thought it would, but we wanted to really go through the applicants. It's five. Then Company A was going to offer me. I mean, you're
well." Diane mentioned, if there's a contract, it could be.
Well, I haven't signed a contract. I wasn't going until Thursday to do all my paperwork.
Yeah, then you're fine.
But is that a dick move?
Yes.
But you already told Company, Company A, you're going to work for them. You accepted the job, and I'll see you on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Company B calls, and you're like, well, I like that better.
That's in business.
Yeah, but somebody for that.
No, you definitely burnt a bridge.
So come pass, but nobody faults you for going
to
company B.
Are you going to a competitor?
Well, I mean, it's on.
Yeah, but instead
of...
The first company's a set.
Yeah, but, okay, as an outsider, you go, well, that's kind of a... Hey, you're pissed. Hey, you're pissed.
There may be so many...
As an outsider, you go, well, good for him. He got his.
That goes on so much that it, and
real estate.
Shake it off.
Real estate.
Well, possibly. But if it's in sight, you're definitely risking future opportunities. But hoping, you're obviously another opportunity.
Burn bridges all the time.
Or you could be up, you're like interviewing for two jobs at the same time. You can say, hey, I owe it to this other company. I've gone through this with them, and I owe it to this other company to contact them. And then, hey, you contact them. Okay, thanks for your time.
No, I would tell you, don't hit.
What if you bring the jobs, like a salary, company A, this? I feel like they always tell you to be very explicit, listen, upfront, interviewing for your job. When I think in my head, I'm just grateful to be there. All the tips terrify. I'm like, who's doing that? Who's audacious when they walk into a job interview?
Well, I mean, you have requirements. You got to pay your rent.
Yeah, but it's not just asking for the minimum to get by. They want you to. And if I was the hiring manager.
Go screw.
Yeah. I'm going to company B.
You know they're going to company B.
I don't care where they're going. I'm not hiring them.
Why? Because they came in and they said, I can't take this job for less than $5 a year.
Still comes in with all these demands.
Yeah. Let me roll it out for you right now.
They ask you that, though, pretty early on, though, I think.
What?
As far as requirements and things like that.
That's all I tell them.
A big window.
How much you
window.
Got? No, no window.
You can't say how much you got.
What does it pay?
Yeah.
No, that's
down on my notes.
So, no. You just write down and go.
Oh, which one was that who said how much you got? Oh, the guy that was wearing the T-shirt.
The No. I want to be able to. No, you know what I don't like? You know what I don't like? I don't like when you hear those stories of interview company A. Well, tell me everything you work for. Like, I don't know. I'm applying, man.
It's expected you're going to do a little research.
What did our stock close at? Yes.
Who knows that stuff? Unless you're going to finance.
No. They want to know if you want to know. I don't know.
Yeah, you should have a list of five questions or so to ask.
I didn't invest in the company. How would I know? What I know how it's doing? The president?
Next. Wait, who sent this guy in?
No, I
wouldn't
do that. Who's
screwing with me today?
I wouldn't do that at all.
Here's Dominique on Twitter. I had a job one day after I started working for someone else. I put in my two weeks that day. I got to tie up some loose ends that I opened up.
So she started a job Tuesday, company B calls, and she went and handed in her 2 weeks? Whatever. You know what I would have done? See me again.
I've got a lot I started doing on Monday.
Wait, is that just...
I need 2 weeks.
What would HR tell you? Is that the right thing to do?
I don't know. One day? I mean, HR would probably say, could you respect you?
But
you're talking about a company that your company A will tell you,
yeah,
it just went through the trouble bringing the person on board and all the paperwork,
right?
I'd be like, you MF.
No, but that's where you turn it on them a little bit. Okay.
Well, I'd be worried about the information. Now knowing they may be going to
nothing in a day,
but you have to gather stuff.
You put in 2 weeks because it makes you look good, and you know they're going to tell you, "Don't bother coming in."
You'd think,
yeah, no,
yeah. Because what can you do with two brand new job? Maybe you have
Who cares? No, but that's that's where you got to go. Come on, what would you do? It's more money, better you do. Can't hold.
Just sign this paper.
What?
I'm not here to talk to you. You're leaving. Why am I making friends? I'm just trying to get.
That would be me. That would totally be me.
Giving them the 2 weeks? You wouldn't do that. You'd leave.
Yeah. Was I there for one day?
Yeah.
No, I'm at that scenario.
Did you prorate for 8 hours?
It's vacation time I'm not going to use.
No. I would just not show up. I would quit.
That does sound like what you would do, yeah.
Now, my mom's looking for a job now. Though she says that's working against her. Her four-color hair that's working against her.
Well, she always is basically a receptionist for, like,
it's
right?
Bookkeeping, Diane. You want that being a receptionist? The president of first impression?
Is she sitting out front?
They put her in a filing room by herself.
Right.
I can't even move my thumb. No, but my mom went in and did this thing where you kind of like, day, just the office and what you're going to have to do. She ended up not getting the job. She called and screamed at them for not paying her for the day.
She didn't have to go in.
Well, they they told her, you're not getting this, and see if you like the office. Like,
they told her she wasn't going to get paid.
Oh, my
she
mom.
She went in on her own.
But then you did. I gave you 8 effing hours.
I'll dye your hair.
All the time in government contracting, I left a job still in training.
You agree. If I was able to be called, I'm not even showing up the next
you,
day.
Yes. You're not
up at EA to give 2 weeks.
I don't want to burn.
So you're going to go in and tell him you continue working there?
We work in a business where you should know better. Over.
About what? I can count them.
When I said you in that regard, I meant general, like, person in this industry. You didn't happen.
But you know what? For as many bridges as I've burned, I get along with...
All right, when...
Oh.
The what? The... Oh, F him!
How'd that go?
That's true. Just keep him... There's
yeah,
more
no,
than...
You know what? He had no say on whether we got hired or
that's
fired.
That's why I just said you never...
Yeah, but who cares?
It's awkward. It could be awkward. You could be put in a situation where you're like, oh my god, this is now.
He wasn't our boss. I said, then told him he got us.
Yeah.
And then they fired us and said good news.
Oh, thank god I hated them.
Yeah. You never know really in any I single out just this industry.
Because it's three companies, that's
well,
why.
There, with consolidation across comes to like every job and every industry, you never know. Just I it scares me to burn a bridge that badly.
Okay, he's not a bridge. He's not.
He could.
Keep
one
mind,
day.
When he found
third
out.
Third time's a charm.
When he found out it was us, he went and started looking for another job.
No. He started listening.
And then went and started looking for another job. Second, we got fired. For another job.
We'd like you to meet the new regional vice president.
And we're looking for another job. That's what I mean. For as many people as you would think I don't get along with, I get along with everybody. Well, not if.
This building would speak differently.
I'm not getting rehired in this building. I'm talking about buildings that I have to go to.
Damn,
those
they,
people.
They leaked.
Did they
oh
really?
My god.
Why would they do that?
How pissed was she?
She was furious.
They always say when you get fired, you should take 2 weeks vacation. Because you're never going to get that time again. Because when you get hired, you don't
two
get
weeks
vacation.
In a row.
Yeah. You should.
Elliot interviewed for them. I have other applications at other places, and I have to go where the money is. They still hired. Job B called.
Was Job A cool about it, though? Like, you're honest.
Told him, or yeah. Eric told him. Here's another lot working for company A and B. They're bigwigs. Left A and B after one day. Company for 2 weeks of automatic vacation I got on day one. That's...
They hate Josh. That's a bridge.
But you're like, oh, people don't have that luxury to
Doesn't
do
matter.
That.
You don't even start accruing, except for Josh, apparently, who got
when you walk
just
in the door.
Like that. By the way, I would totally do that. If I had a job that was like, you get 2 weeks the second you walk in the door, I would take them the day after I started.
I also thought you had to work to get like basic health benefits.
I've never had. You don't. Josh got it just like that. And I'm telling you, I don't care what Dominique says. She was pissed. By the way, I would be a dick. I would make you do the most menial.
Turn.
This piece to be delivered across town. And then I dispatch him at like 3. Come back to sign out.
Oh. Haven't you had the CD sort before?
I've done more libraries than you know. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
Andrew from Annapolis.
Hey, what's going
on? Not much. I just heard you guys talking about this, and this actually me. I was back in January, February, and had an offer to company A, which I had actually accepted, and then company B and offered me a position for about $13,000 more than company A.
Oh, take that.
Well, I was going. I actually had used to work for them and wanted to go back. So I actually went to recruiter and told them, "Hey, Company B's offered me this. What can you guys do?" And they ended up they didn't match it completely, but they pushed up, you know, by about $9,000. So, you know, between the two companies, it was still pretty competitive.
Wait, so you stayed at A?
So I left jobs completely.
Oh, there you go.
I was looking for a new job. Company A offered me.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, that's fine. Making A and B bid against each other, wasn't there? Was did accept A's offer?
Yeah. So I had accepted A's original offer to go back. So I mean, you know, in that case, it's best for you, right? Right. You gotta. I mean, you're saying go where the money. I won. Hopefully, I was hoping that Company A would match and give me more, but. Had they not, I totally would have gone for Company B and kind of burned.
No, you know what? I'm working for the man in the mirror. That's who I'm working for. Amen. All right, bro. Hey, by the way, from Annapolis?
Yeah.
Isn't Annapolis called Lou Ness or something like that?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, it sounds too often because I actually outskirts, but
somebody was telling me that there's a steak place.
I've been there.
Is it somebody said it's supposed to be great? It's supposed to be Biddy.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's there for years.
Yeah, I Annapolis that often.
It's Lunes.
I don't know Lunes. Lewnes. Yeah, somebody was just telling me about it this weekend. Apparently, Diane's been there. It's very small. I appreciate it. Thank you, bro. It's Tyler.
Eric with hey was pissed. And here on Facebook, obviously worked with you.
Oh,
you being in this case. Ellie, an employee who worked for us for several weeks and during her shift one day, and we never saw her again.
That happens in the same. Go to lunch, and they never come back. never return.
And here's Danny, also on Facebook. I accepted a job, was standing in the parking lot with the manager smoking when I got the phone call. I turned to uniform, got my card left.
That's balls!
Peace out.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
This is John.
Hey, what's up, John?
I had an offer from Company A. I accepted the job. The day before I was supposed to go to work for them, I called and told them I wasn't going to come. But then I was at it for about 6 more months. And then I went to Company A 6 months later.
Did you get a raise?
The Company A that he applied for originally. I applied there, and they ended up hiring me for about $3,000 more.
There you go.
Dude, there you go. Hold out on them. Hold out on them. That's nice. Good for you. You are in demand.
Yes, sir.
You got it. All right, dude. Thank you, my friend. All right, let's do some follow-up phone calls, please. 888 to Elliot, 866-235-5468. Any good stories from yesterday, last night, anything at all that you want to get into? 866-6-235-54.
Elliot in the morning. Watch for a crash up on Church Hill. It's broad at 3rd Street, on side streets. Chippenham 2 Expressway running with no delays. No collision, stalled vehicles, any problems, 64.
The Toyota Time Sales Event is on, and that means big cash back on our best-selling Toyotas. 15 Camrys, Corollas, and RAV4s, all with $750 cash back. The all-new Sienna Swagger Wagon has $1,000 cash back, and Prius with $2,000 cash back. Plus, Toyotas have as low as 0% APR financing. Buy at Toyota.com, Toyota's official website for deals for all the sports. Low payment leases, low APR financing, and big cash back. Cash back from Toyota or apply. All buyers will qualify for special APR. See your dealer for terms and details. Learn how you can save even more with Toyota Care. Buy at Toyota.com is these site deals. Hurry, the Toyota event is on. And with some of the best deals of the year, you'll want to see your Toyota dealer by June 1st. Toyota. Please.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love planning.
Spending a ton of time right here on our tour bus.
So it's important to always bring along something from home.
That's from the new Mountain Dew Douchon.
Is that your douche?
Okay. Did you drink my Douchon?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
And those clear glass bottles.
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Douchon made with real sugar. Besides those 3 bottles under my...
Florida bus. Anyways.
That's anyway.
They were?
I got 6 more in my car case.
I drank those.
I drank those too.
Well, hey, I filed my jacket.
No, you don't.
The 10 bottles of fire?
Drank them.
BK.
Hey, if you're hiding Douchon, you gotta do a better job of it.
Like I do.
You're hiding Douchon?
That's where I got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Looked in the fridge.
Do the do. It's a flavor of new Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew Douchon. For the first time.
Introduce lineup, Dew Shine, a clear citrus flavored dew inspired by the backwoods roots of Mountain Dew. Pick up Mountain Dew Douchon today. Mountain Dew legally for the first time.
On Your Side Investigator.
Call up On Your Side. They expect results and we deliver. I've been doing this for 20 years and it's like second nature now. We have for the little guy. Go to City Hall and get government and business to do right. They know. It results anywhere else. They call 12 On Your Side. To anybody who thinks they can rip off our viewers, I've got one thing just watching.
Hey, it's your floor pro in the know, tackling this common design dilemma. How to give your floors up in your budget. Easy. Your one-stop shop for top-quality in-stock flooring at rock-bottom prices that'll put a perfect over a million square feet porcelain, ceramic, laminate. Yeah, they got that too. Then just add Floor & Decor's free design services, and boom, design dilemma solved. You have to see it to believe it. Visit FloorAndDecor.com.
Because of the great deal every Monday at Moe's Southwest Grill, everyone's been getting a Moe Monday. So start show with chips and salsa and salt for a crazy low price.
I've been playing soccer outdoors my whole life. Before every game, I have a ritual. I put on my team jersey, my favorite shin guards, my trusted sun protection.
High-performance copper-tone sports sun from damaging UV rays, even when you sweat.
Hey, I need sun protection too, so I could dunk my head in the game.
Try copper-tone sports on official sunscreen of U.S. soccer. For a limited time, get a copper-tone sport value pack only at Walmart for a low price every day.
Oh, nice at the pool. You're telling me, hey, that woman next to you? What's that clearly sheer sunscreen she's putting on? Her skin looks amazing, not greasy.
It's lightweight breathable sun protection from Coppertone.
Oh,
try it.
Hey, this great. Yeah, practically weightless. Like now.
So much for relaxing.
Trying Allure's Best of Beauty winner, Coppertone clearly sheer.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You gotta get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
Hotels.com makes it fast and easy to get choice hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at choicehotels.com. Please have a choice.
From the Hits in the Morning building, WWRXL, Richmond, Elliot in the Morning.
Chris Adler's doing right now. I'll tell you exactly what he's doing. School carpool. You gotta take him in every day. Alright, listen. A lot of power. Coming up a little bit later on, all this week, we are giving you tickets to go see Rush. Not only do you get your tickets to see Rush, you will go backstage and you will. So all this week, tickets to see Rush in concert, plus go backstage and meet the band. Later on this morning, I'll give you tickets for Dave Matthews, but hour is Rush. Right now, a couple of phone calls, 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-635. Say, oh, real quick, tell Diane about the...
We got our best one.
You ready for job A, job B?
Yes.
You ready?
Huh?
Go ahead.
Put my tend of first day at job A on my last day of those 2 weeks of resignation because job B went bankrupt. I can't imagine. What's the one? Your pride and... Ooh.
Hope you didn't get all that stuff off your chest. We're never going to see those people again.
Hi, Elliot.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, Elliot, it's Greg.
Hey, Greg, what's going on, dude?
Nothing. Two things. One, the steakhouse you're talking about is Lunas. It's like a Capital Grill or Ruth's Chris.
It's just like a standalone joint,
no,
right?
Yeah, it's family owned. It's family in Annapolis that owns it.
Yeah, that's what I don't even remember. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and I don't even remember how it came up, but he asked, I think he just asked if I've ever been there, and I told him, and I just, for whatever reason, I just don't get out to Annapolis, and that he really wants to go, he called it Lunes, or what he made it sound like it.
No, it's good. It's definitely good. Got to get a reservation in advance, though. Yeah, number two, I'm a recruiter. Any recruiter, their career is littered with the stories of people rescinding offers. Yeah, I thought you'd like find this one funny. So I used to be a recruiter in healthcare, and at one point I had back to me asking for if we could match his offer test and company B did. Needless to say, he didn't get the job.
That's awesome. That is great. I appreciate it. Thank you, bro. Good. Thank you. Thanks, sir. I got another one of these, and now I'm going to do it at some point this week. Hey, Elliot, I got those Doritos roulette chips you've been talking about. Wow. Things must be unreal. Still haven't tried one. No, but in my defense, I haven't looked for them. But I did. I bought a bag of Doritos at 7. It doesn't cross my mind. You know what? I'm going to get them today.
Yeah.
Oh, but then you don't know who's getting them.
Go next door to a 7-Eleven and never come back.
Guys, I'll be right back. But do you know which chip is the hot one?
I don't know.
Like, if we ate a bag and we just started eating, would you be able to look at it and go, chip? Would you have any idea?
No idea.
All right.
Friday?
Okay. We may find out in an hour when I leave and don't come. I'm going to get some. Yeah, what do you got over there? Did you point at something?
No, I was pointing to 7-Eleven.
Oh. I thought you were pointing that I had something over there. There was another. I know that they got the pole sitter, the Indy 500. Scott Dixon ended up getting the pole. But did you see you had another crash? A bad one? With a car going airborne? Yeah, Ed Carpenter was not injured. I don't know how by the way, it's completely a testament to whoever designs and engineers these cars.
Oh my God.
I don't even know. He's of the car. The tires are floors, debris all over the place. He is looking straight down at the track. And I guess he can crash and fire. But there's another one. Is this been a year? Or is it? Look at that crash. Look at that.
I don't know. A year like this.
Elio? And you had that third guy, I can't remember his name, who all ate it while they were, and I mean bad. Practice was red. Track workers repaired the catch fence in turn two, cleaned up the debris, and then further deals continued to meet, and then was moved, and the fast nine was scrapped.
It was Joseph Newgarden.
Newgarden, that's it. Look at that guy's car. Could you imagine sitting in that? The way. Totally fine. Like, your head's out there. You're not in.
You're in a big cage.
I don't feel like it would be any better if I were in a... Watch, Diane. Watch him. This is the one from yesterday. Start getting a little bit loose right here when he comes around. And I'm into the wall. I'm upside down. And now I'm just riding on my scraped head. Look at your head is right. Look at that tire.
Wow. That's nuts.
I'd love to know what that feels like. I really would. Guarantee me that I would completely fine. I'd love to crash like that.
Okay, fingers crossed.
No, like I've always said, I'd love to know what it feels like to roll a car. But you can't guarantee me that I'm going to make it. But man, is that something. Oh, and then Tyler, I pulled this out for you. Is the FA Cup Australian? I think it's the Football Federation Australia. Is that a league? I mean, I know it's a league, but does it matter?
If there's a story involving the league, I don't know it.
I guess the trophy over again.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who's the Dell of the Australia, he's 84 years old. His name is Frank Lowry, or Lowy, rather, L-O-W. He was going to, and they do it up on, they build a stage out on the field, and he was going to walk out there, but I guess they don't put a, because he fell. Yeah, he's fine.
Well, looks horrible, and you said he's old.
Well, he's 84. But yeah, he goes spilling right off the thing. Ankle. Oh, there he goes.
Woo! That's
gonna
break
his neck.
He's fine. Look, that guy's
right
laughing.
On his head.
Oh, look, Elliot goes down to help. I'm laughing, but I do go.
He was cupping his mouth.
Yeah, look, he's walking. He's fine. See, he comes back up. And then they give him a cut, but boy, did he eat it. All right, now I got to go to line six. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, it's me. I called you on Friday.
On Friday?
I was president of my school.
We had primaries on? We do.
We did well. My political aspirations were dashed.
Dude, what the hell?
I don't know. Must have been the inside job.
What the heck?
Yeah, that happened. That happens. I'm pretty bummed.
You sound like you're dealing with it okay.
Yeah, well, you know.
Dude, I'm sorry. I feel like I let you down. I feel like I should have come over to the school.
You know better?
Here we go. Go ahead.
Some Sweet Life tickets.
I don't know that I have. I'm sitting on any extra Sweet Life tickets. Also, I don't know the last guy who ran, but I don't know that he came with a handout, shake my hand, and say thank you for the.
Well.
Well, that was. And this is now.
All right. Let me see. I don't know that I have Sweet Life tickets, but let me see if I can find you some. Who are we support behind, though?
Agnarelli Gardner for the Yard. They're my biggest rivals now. They got my sport.
Okay. All right. Then you know what? I'm with them. I'm sorry that we didn't do it.
It's got to be them. All
you
right.
Got it. One sec. Let me get some info. I don't know if I got Sweet Life tickets, but I'll look for you, okay?
Thank you.
You got it, dude. We'll talk to you later. Let me go to line. Here we go. Hi.
Shalom, Elliot.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing?
You know what? Let me back down a step. You said that you're doing okay. I'm happy to hear that. It was a rough week for you.
Yeah. Well, a little bit rough. Unfortunately, my father passed pretty unexpectedly.
Right. But now I will say this: I did text back and forth with you at your. I thought you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I thought you did a really, really, really nice job during having to get up. I know how close you are with your family. Get up there and deliver that. I thought it was excellent.
Thank you, Elliot.
Sure. Todd's face full of tears during the. Okay, that's not funny, Zach. That's not.
He hasn't had a whole lot to laugh at in recent days, so whatever he laughs at is fine.
Hey, I have a couple of questions for you. I was telling Diane and Kaylee prior to going to the service that they were going to have to remove their dresses and get in the mikveh, but I didn't see out.
So normally for the fact with a body, but we are reformed, so
that's only in the strictest of households.
Butner was like, what? You're not religious?
our version was putting out water before you walked into our house, and you would just put some on your hands and that would be
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm telling Diane and Kaylee that it's custody OTR that they would have to prior to walking into the synagogue.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Now, but in Tyler and Diane's defense, treated it like real Jews, the grocery store down the street, and walked so it looked like they were walking to service.
It was over.
Kaylee and I parked right in the lot. We got the last two spots. You know, the act that was really impressive?
Yeah.
Is, dude, that place was packed.
It was. It was a huge honor for us to see the place was mobbed.
Yeah. No, and I do think, and not to service into my own, I do think of that from time to time. Like, if that were me, I feel like it'd be, I don't even know that Kaylee, Diane, and Tyler show up, but I mean, like, no one there. And I'm thinking of it during the day is like, man, I that as nice of things to say about me.
Oh, and you know, we were so upset because we greeted people and saw people come through, and we were looking at the guest book, and the last person who we saw was right before you four. So it was off right as you walked in. It's like, could you have let one more person come through?
I don't understand what you mean by that.
So we were preceding people, beginning about an hour.
Right.
And then they cut it off about 10 minutes prior to the service. So we could say some blessings, so we could have some time to compose.
Oh, great. So because Diane and Tyler had to walk from the grocery store, we didn't get to see you.
Right. You guys were the next in line, and y'all were obviously people who I had wanted to see. So.
Damn it. Make sure we get credit for being there.
That's the important thing.
Hey, how's Mimi?
She's good. She's we're gonna be fine.
You had nice visitors during the course of the of Shiva.
Yeah, holy Shiva! Oh my God, a lot of people, a lot Shiva of food, Elliot. If if you want some food, come on by. And so we did get your platter.
We got credit. Yeah, I'll take some of that. I'm starving right now. not that we get credit. I just want to make sure.
Oh, that's funny because you said four-time credit.
I want to make sure it arrived. I didn't want you to be without.
Pat and I was going to text you, but I put a thank you note in the mail instead. But yes, everything came in.
Zach, unnecessary. The thank you note necessary. I'm just glad it got there and you had a good knock.
He got credit. Yeah. He's okay.
So was every wrapped up yesterday?
Correct. Everything wrapped up yesterday. So today is getting back to the new normal.
Right. So now, what is the? But are you South Carolina?
Yes. So, So, my dad actually passed in South Carolina.
Right.
So he had come to my mom for my.
I called that. Yeah.
Not
he wants credit. Credit. He wants credit for calling something.
No. I was trying to figure out why he was in South Carolina. It dawned on me that they must have come down for graduation from business school.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Are you waiting for more credit? I didn't.
Oh no! I story about South Carolina. I didn't want to be rude and interrupt.
I just wasn't sure what I mean to take that one. They came out to South Carolina. We had dinner, everything, and then he was admitted into the ER. And
sure.
It was almost to the minute, 3 hours, from when I picked him up at the airport to when he passed.
No kidding.
It was very quick.
But you know what? There's some solace in that where.
Correct.
Yeah.
He wasn't suffering, you know, and just so everyone else knows, there are complications from obviously, you know, horrible, and hopefully one day we can find a cure for it.
That'd be awesome. That would be great.
Yeah. Okay.
But good. And obviously, you got everything back up towards back up to Maryland, and but again, the service was beautiful, Zach.
Thanks, Elliot. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No. That was good. That was good. And I just also want to let you know that Diane did not mouth along with the responses that those two.
I will have that noted when I'm giving credit to.
Speaking as one of the few people in the crowd who chanted Davided along with him.
There you go, Elliot.
There you go.
That's not true. You're all about credit. That's all you care about.
Anyway, but what I was saying, so you're wrapped up in South Carolina, and now you're back here.
Right, exactly. I am here now.
So what are you doing for work?
Great question. That is the million-dollar question, Elliot.
So now you got to start finding. I'm telling you that now.
I won't be showing up tomorrow morning. Hey, Elliot, so
you can show up, but there's money yet.
No worries, but thank you. I'm talking to some people. Interest is the end goal, so talk real people. Probably just hang out here for a few weeks at least until things calm down and then jump into it.
Good deal. Well, I want you back on the horse and start living life.
Yeah. No, we are moving along. Yeah. Not too worried.
Good deal. Good. Again, I was very proud of you for your speech.
Thanks. One of those things, you know, you got to do what you got
to
do.
You sack up you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please give Mimi our best. All right?
Yeah.
We will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Shalom. Shalom. And sorry Diane didn't mikvah.
What?
Sorry she didn't mikvah. Talk to you later. All right. Give me one quick break. We'll, after that, see Rush and passes to go backstage and meet him.
Elliot. Get ready. Because this summer, our concert calendar, XL 102 presents Bleachers. Together with. Back in Richmond to kick off the summer concert season at the National. Keep listening to win. Hit XL 102
from the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
No problems right now on
295 and 64, but 95 northbound running hard. Watch for a solid vehicle. Also, reports broad at 33rd, Old 100 at Brandermill, and 288 southbound at Jeff Davis.
Brought to you by Bank of America.
Cash Rewards credit card. It earned more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump in category and no expiration. Know how to get more cash back for the things you buy most. Visit bankofamerica.com/get.
When it comes to your money, you've got to deal, and there's no one more trustworthy than the union. Hey, Gary Hess here. Gary has Argent members for years, and they take care of us. And if you're in the market for the home, they're going to affordable loans with only three. You can move into your dream home faster and with more cash in your pocket to decorate, buy furniture, or eat. Plus, once you're in your home, Argent online banking or the mobile app. Check out Argent's Home Loan Center today at argentcu.org. Argent, second to none.
Chances are you have your owner's manual lately. That's okay. Jiffy Lube uses the same information as your car dealer to help you understand what your vehicle needs at this point, regardless of its make or model, air filter or wiper blade replacement, to a complete antifreeze fluid change or surf. Jiffy Lube special events of maintenance. You never need an... Jiffy Lube proudly features high-quality Pennzoil motor oil, not just oil.
Hey, it's Fletcher. Everybody's talked. Now's the time you should have that conversation. I got the people to go see. Voltage Vaping. Right off 288 on Chester Road in the Whistle Stop Shopping Center. I've been with Voltage Vaping for a few months now. Step by step, the entire levels, devices, flavors. All the best stuff and the best, most knowledgeable, friendliest staff in the 804. Sale of the week. Purchase a bamboo mod clone with either a Kennedy Mad Hatter RDA and receive 10% higher. They always got the best and newest items. Now in stock, IPv4 by Pio. Authentic Rubik RDA. Hunter Boy RDAs and the Kennedy RDA in white. They've got in the new Cherry Bomb box mods too. All of those now in stock over at Voltage. Voltage. So many great new flavors too. They've got the Bump Shortcake. Think about ripe strawberry sauce on top of yellow cake. Green. Okay. Voltage Vaping, that's the place to go. They're online at Voltage Vaping.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Music.
Which means spending a ton of time right here on our tour bus.
So it's important to always bring along something.
Like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew.
Dushan, Tyler?
BK, did you drink my Dushan?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
And those clear...
It's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dushan made with real sugar. Besides, those three bottles under my seat were just part of my stash anyways.
They were?
I got six more bottles of Dushan in my guitar case.
I drank those too.
Hey, I have five bottles in my jacket.
Mm, they don't.
Attack of my amplifier?
Drank them.
BK.
Hey, better job of it.
Like I do.
You're hot.
I got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Man, never looked in the fridge.
Do the do with the clear of new Mountain Dew Dewshine. Of for the first time.
Introducing the latest addition to the Dew lineup, Dewshine. Shine. A clear citrus inspired by the backwoods roots of Mountain Dew Dewshine at Dollar General today. Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally for the first time.
It's the 30th anniversary of Bud Light presents Innsbruck, featuring the Wailers. Sunday, May 31st. Hear it with the Wailers and Rusted Root with a riveting live show combining Eastern and Eastern African influence rhythmic songs. Get your tickets now at Tours.com or charge by phone at $14.79. The Wailers and Rusted Root live in concert at Innsbruck After Hours on Sunday, May 31st. Wait until Sunday, then with the Wailers. 30% Innsbruck After Hours. All your friends will be there. It's where you want to be. Brought to you by Ram Trust, Party Perfect, the Linger Fit of the Times Dispatch.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why somebody be the insurance doctor.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Tickets to go see Rush in concert. Now keep in mind, when you win these tickets, guest, whoever you're bringing to the show with you, you will go backstage meet Rush. which is freaking awesome. So again, you're not winning and trying to get a grand prize. Every one of our winners will get tickets to the backstage. You'll meet Alex, you'll meet Getty, you'll meet Neil. Meet them looking great. Should be awesome. So all this week we will do that for him. Say it. Let's get going with some news.
Police in Waco, Texas, blaming shooting yesterday that left 9 people dead. They said more than 100 people were being detained and questioned by local law enforcement. Waco Police Sergeant Pat at the scene telling reporters that it was a fist fight that started inside them, spilled out into the
fight progressed. It progressed very rapidly from hands as weapons to chains. My understanding, a club was involved, and knives were involved.
Knew about this meeting in advance. A dozen officers and state troopers at the time. It wasn't clear if any of the dead were shot.
Now, I do have a question. So they were, which is restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Were there other patrons at the restaurant?
From what I heard, yeah. I mean, it sounds as though it was, I don't know if it's a mall or a strip mall, an interview with...
Just like the Oak, it looked like it's not attached to a mall, but it's kind of like... Exactly.
They're all eating at other restaurants nearby who said that they were all herded into the freezer. You've got these gang members who are supposedly meeting to talk over territories and turfs, things like that.
Right.
And that's when things...
I can't even imagine, like... And then when they start talking about guys swinging chains at each other, knives and clubs, yeah, and firing at each other. And by the way, they know the cops are... And didn't they say that it started inside because two guys, like, bumped into each other?
Is it, like, in the bathroom,
like,
or something?
Bumped shoulders. I don't know exactly where it was. But it was almost like, I've got my cut on. And he's got his cut on. Yep. And then it's, no, you know what? F you. And then all...
Yeah, I mean, they don't know how long it's going to take for them to interview people.
Unbelievable. And then, like, you see pictures or photos. So you see, like, they have, like, this whole group over here, and then this biker group over here, and that biker group over there. But then you see, like, all these motorcycles, and then just 9 people died, I get it. But, like, just all these tarps laying over bodies of the parking lot. It's day afternoon, I'm just out getting some lunch.
Yeah.
And then what happened in anything like this in Fairfax, Virginia? What happened at Fast Eddie's?
Oh, that wasn't that Friday night?
Was it?
Yeah.
It was Saturday. I didn't realize it was Friday night. That, like, a big 50-person brawl?
Yeah, just down the parking lot, right?
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. Amtrak service resumed this morning between New York, first time since last Tuesday's deadly accident. The NTSB member Robert Sumwalt saying yesterday that he wanted to... of reports of something revealed before the crash, meaning targeted in some way. Investigators saying it's not unusual for rocks to hit train windshields, or like we heard from the guy earlier, like washing machines that are being dangled. People are still investigating that horrible quadruple murder in the Massachusetts Heights section of Washington, D.C. last week. Obviously, we were able to find out the ID 4 people who were killed last list. His 47-year-old wife, Amy, their 10-year-old son, Philip, and a housekeeper, Veralicia Figueroa, by some sort of combination of force objects. They did release surveillance video of running behind a building in a church parking lot in Maryland. About 10 was also the parking lot where they found about Porsche.
Right, the 911.
That had belonged to the Savopoulos. They're looking at how there was a text between wife and, I guess, who was supposed to show up.
Right, who was told, don't come in today.
Yeah, saying something like, so.
Now, don't make the mistake that I did. When they show the person of interest that they're looking for, you see the footage and you're like, not at all. But then afterwards, and they even said, hey, listen, this is grainy. It's really hard to... If you know, you might know their gait.
Yeah.
You might know how they walk. You might know what they're just from behind them.
Mm-hmm.
It's grainy. But somebody who knows them may recognize them just simply by how they walk.
Yeah.
Or just... So definitely...
The city of Ramadi fell to Iraq weekend, a major blow to Iraqi forces despite support from URIKs. There was also word over the weekend that Assad's forces killing during a raid in eastern Syria. They also have the person in custody. They said she was now being held in Iraq. Other news that fewer kids are National Center for Education Statistics finding, we have the latest data from 2013, 22% of kids 12 and 18 saying that they'd been school, lowest percentage since they started in 2005. Being bullied a little bit more than boys, 24% to 19%. David Letterman rolling on towards his three more left this week tonight. And Eddie Vedder.
Oh, who was it that, who started, Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald broke down.
I was surprised at that.
Not only was I surprised by it, I also felt like Letterman was like, man, please.
No, I didn't take that.
I think he appreciated how emotional, but all he kept doing was like, odd. Like, get yourself together, man.
Well, because you don't, Donald to like break down Letterman when he was a fledgling comic and seeing him on stage and what that
it is. You said tonight is who?
Vedder.
And then tomorrow night is Bill Murray.
Right.
And I can't remember who the music is tomorrow, but Bill Murray. And then the All-Star Wednesday.
Yeah.
Dylan?
Is Dylan?
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, is entering into some sort of super... I just thought there was a tweet that was posted about a half hour ago saying sabbatical starts today. Hashtag after I drink on this floor.
No idea.
Hashtag 3 weeks.
Oh, so he's going to, he's going weeks?
There now.
No,
there now.
No way. Kreischer.
Oh, here it is. I will be here today. Weight, blood pressure, waist, chest, along with.
There
you go. I must be doing it. I mean, it's called like.
But doesn't he do that from time to time where he'll like get himself all cleaned up?
Well, does he also drinks on the treadmill.
That's okay. It's like some TV thing coming up. Are we starting a new season of Flip Trip?
He's always on television.
And did you know Travel re-upped, or not even re-upped, the way it was canceled, his Trip Flip does well.
Right.
But they're bringing back Bert the Comedy. Yes.
Wow. It's real for them. You know what? Good for him.
Yep.
And good for Travel Channel.
Sports, the conference finals, final weekend in the NHL. Rangers won. Game two is tonight. It's over the Blackhawks 4-1 yesterday, so they lead that series. Mike Babcock telling the press he'll know by Wednesday.
God, I can't wait. I can't wait. So there's some, I know he was over at the World Championships with the Red Wings.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, there's still people that believe that, you know what, he's going to end up staying. But the idea of him, I can't book Buffalo. I could totally get Toronto. But who knows? Oh, my God. That's big move. Big move.
Bryce Harper got a home run and a triple as the Nationals beat the Padres 10-5. Orioles beating the Angels 3-0 yesterday to avoid the sweep. Orioles off today. National off before they take on the Yankees. Aaron Beltre from the Rangers hit his run over the weekend.
Oh, and Cabrera also, did also.
Miggy Cabrera did the same thing on Saturday. So they are number 52 and 53 to join the four home run club.
A-Rod went yard again over the weekend. Just point that out.
Houston Rockets beating the Clippers.
He may win Player of the Year.
You think so?
So that would never happen. Mm-hmm. But he should certainly be in the discussion.
Rockets 7 of the series. Houston now advancing to the Western Conference Finals, and they will play Golden State. American Belmont Stakes now in New York, looking to be the first horse to win the Triple Crown since Affirmed did it in 1978. And Denny Hamlin earning the millions at Charlotte Motor Speedway. All-star victory for Joe Gibbs Race, first for Toyota now, so the regular race coming up in Charlotte this coming weekend. Let's look at news.
The Toyota Time sales event is on, and that means big cash back on our, including new 20-cam Corollas and RAV4s, all with $750 cash back. The all-new Sienna Swagger Wagon has $1,000 cash back. Lookbacks of the $2,000 plus 9 Toyota Mom Toyota models have as low financing. Visit buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website for deals for all the special offers this month. Low payment, low APR financing, and big cash back. You can take cash back for payment. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing. See your dealer for dealership. How you can save even more there. Buyatoyota.com is this month's deals. Hurry, Toyota sales event is on. And with some of the best deals of the year, here, you'll want to see your Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Now back to Elliot in the Morning.
Thank you.
She's out on the Shazam tour. All this week, I will give you tickets and passes to go to the stage at Death. 866-2-Elliott, 866-468. Again, call me if you're going to be able to go. The show is going to be on May the 30th. So no screwing around. It's a rare chance to meet Rush. 866-2-Elliott, 863-5-5466. Call me right now. Tickets to see Rush and tickets to meet Rush.
The morning welcomes Rush. It's a tour celebrating 40 years. List ITM and win tickets. Plus, you and your guest will head backstage to meet the band. Geddy Lee, Alex Lapierre. Listen all week. Win every day. See Rush. More details at EITM Online. Elliot in the morning.
XL 102. All you hope you never have to make. But of all else, you hope someone answers. And they do, every day. They're the first responders, the brave firefighters across Central Virginia. At Bon Secours, we honor you, selflessness and compassion. For your dedication and commitment to answering the call no one else can. You are gorgeous. Providing our vital communities with good lifetime.
The courage and self-EMS workers affect everyone. They respond all over our area every hour. So to show our appreciation to first responders, Halligan's Bar and Grill in Short Pump, Shaco Bottom, and area Chick-fil-A locations along with Inland have partnered with Bon Secours to show our support. We celebrate you during EMS Week and want to say thanks for a safe and healthy place to live.
If you want an exterior paint protect against Mother Nature, exterior paint that's flexible enough to survive the subtle cracking of time, paint that protects against peel. If you want all this plus the confidence of a lifetime warranty, only this Aura Exterior. Visit BenjaminMoore.com or your authorized retailer to find Aura Exterior. Benjamin Moore, painter.
Pete is in his zone. Pitch perfect sitting in heavy traffic, hitting notes only meant for Kings of Rock. Because Pete went to AutoZone where they checked a faulty engine. His performance. Now Pete's headlining every morning commute and nailing those sweat. Oh, he's touched and he doesn't care. Zone. From free checkups to Lona Tool, let AutoZone help find yours. Yours.
The Memorial Things start now at Mattress Discounters. Buy any Simmons World and get the box spring free. Or save up to $1,000 on any Serta iSeries set or adjustable sets. Plus, get free next day delivery setup. Select silk mattresses. Insured with Mattress Discounters exclusively worry-free comfort guarantee. But only at Mattress Discounters.
Welcome up. Mondays can seem like the zombie apocalypse until you remember it's Mo Monday. Every Monday at Mo's is filled with life as everybody can enjoying an awesome burrito with 20 plus fresh ingredients. See you there.
The value and the quality are definitely unbeaten in the jewelry industry.
Meet Diamonds Direct's Ken Hallman, who has spent a lifetime in jewelry stores but says no place even comes close.
Having been in the industry for there's no other company that can duplicate or do what we do for our value and when it comes to customers.
Right at the source. Diamonds Direct's unique advantage is the ability to cut out layers of mess from the mines to the showroom.
Our starting cost just from the beginning is so much less than a typical reso. We're able to pass that savings on to our customers.
So you can always get a bigger, better quality diamond at Diamonds Direct. So get her that one-of-a-kind ring from top designers like Tacori, Verragio, Henry Dossi, Simon G, and dozens more.
It's just incredible. Amazing lines.
Diamonds Direct. Their value with unrivaled selection, unlike any other. Richmond's Direct Diamond in Broad Village.
Travel U-64 across the Shaka Valley Bridge heading to downtown, northbound Powhatan from Midlothian. For collisions, Hopkins at Chippenham, Old 100 Road to Brander Mill Parkway, and Broad near 33rd.
Elliot in the L-102.
Thank you.
6-5-4-6-8. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Morning.
Hey.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I am doing well.
Excellent. What is your name?
My name is Jay.
I have a pair of tickets for you to go see Rush in concert on May the 30th. Plus, Kenny, I'm going to give you two bags, one for you, one for your guest, and you will go backstage and you will meet the guys.
That is awesome.
That's awesome is what that is. So listen, hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee just has to get some info from you, and I definitely want to hear from you after you get to meet them, because that would be on my list of my life, and I won't be able to. And, dude, enjoy the show when it gets here, all right? You got it, dude. Hold on 1 second. Damn, that's awesome. Wouldn't that be cool as hell?
Yes, for sure.
And now I don't feel like the, actually, one of the guys who wins, or women, it could be anybody, dollar offer for them to come in play.
All right, we're setting down the meet and greet.
Yeah, no, don't do that. You stand there, you take your picture, you shake their hands, you do whatever they say. So all this week, you will win your tickets to go backstage and meet Rush on the show, or to be able to mention Facebook.com, TM Online. But all this week, we will give you those. Don't forget, later this morning, Saturday night, Dave Matthews is in concert. So we'll give you those tickets later on this morning. I feel like the other story that's going to be all over the place today, story of Dean Potter, who died over the weekend at, where was he? Yosemite, right? Yeah, Yosemite National Park. A couple of things come out of this. Number one, we've talked to Dean Potter before. He was on with us before. Awesome, fun guy to talk to. See, as the day is long, I feel like we even told him that.
Yeah, died doing what he loved.
Yeah, in a big way. So I guess on Saturday evening, Dean Potter was out with his climbing partner Graham Hunt, and the two. I know nothing about Yosemite National Park, but I guess there is a very famous peak there called Taft Point, which is some 7,500 foot. Promontory called Taft Point. I don't know how to say that word. Is it promontory? Taft Point, which apparently is this very famous out in Yosemite now. I know nothing about Yosemite, but I guess it's just base jump the national parks. But I guess he and Graham went out on Saturday evening. And they didn't come back, and then I guess they sent a crew out on Sunday to see if they could find what had happened. And they found Dean Potter's body, and they found Graham's body, and their chutes had not been deployed. So obviously they found the bodies, and they knew that Dean Potter died doing a off of this Taft Point in Yosemite National Park. That has kicked off a debates, well, not only the sport, base jumping in national park, did he purposely do it? By the way, the number of that Dean had lost, just because it's way too dangerous,
right.
And he was starting to do things that he wasn't supposed to do. He was pushing himself to do things. We know that I can think of many that are more dangerous in terms of sorts. I feel like base jumping, wingsuit jumping would be.
They also was a.
Oh yeah, no. They his climbing was unbelievable.
The only thing risky he.
True. Yeah, no. He would, and he, guys, and I remember talking to him about it. He would just climb feet up the steepest of mountains, or just the face where he would be like one of those guys that you see. Okay, where's the ropes? Nobody would just